Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of FTU, Life After the Military. I'm your host, Tony Rodriguez, and today is 420, April 20th, 2024. For those of you who want to go out and smoke marijuana, I hope you're out of the military, you're retired or ETS'd, and go right ahead. Go smoke as much as you want. Hopefully your state, it's legal, or you have your medicinal license to smoke as much as you want. Okay, so I have not done a podcast for a few weeks, and the reason for that is because I've just been enjoying life. Been playing golf, taking naps. Yes, some stereotypes are true. This Mexican does like to go take siestas. However, it's not, I don't put my poncho and sombrero on and go curl up underneath a cactus and pass out underneath a spiky cactus, right? So yeah, some stereotypes are true and some are a bit exaggerated. One, I wanted to do this podcast. So if you can't see, you can see the top of my big fat chaka head, that my hair is going back in slowly but surely. And it looks bad, but prior to it looking bad, it looked gruesome. When they first did the transplant, it just looked gruesome. And before gruesome, it was non-existent. It was just a barren wasteland, the remains of what was a mighty empire, right? So now it just looks bad, and maybe next week it'll look poor. Either way, I have some hair. And on the sides, as you can see, it's like pushing out now. It's starting to look like Krusty the Clown. I was asked, when am I going to cut my hair? It's like, never, never cutting my hair. I'm going to look like some, I don't know. I'm going to look like my calculus professor from UC Irvine in my second quarter there, who just had this great, he was suntanned because he was a surfer guy, right? So he'd come in, class was supposed to be an hour and 20 minutes. He'd come in, do a couple of problems on the board. So you have any questions before anybody could ask a question? He's like, okay, see you next class. And he'd take off, right? Classes usually last about 20 minutes. Needless to say, I barely passed that class because I did not know what I was doing, and there was very little help from the professor in there. But it's college, right? I should have been a little bit more proactive and went and asked the TA and found tutoring, did whatever else. That's besides the point. The point is, that guy had some crazy-looking hair, and that's what I'm going for. I'm aiming for crazy-looking hair because I can, right? Because I'm retired now and I just want to enjoy life. You can see my shoulders taped up. I tape it up every day. It helps just with daily activities. Some days it hurts a great deal and other days it does not. And that's just my life now. And that's perfectly fine. Bringing this all up to talking about all of this because I was in a conversation, over LinkedIn, over the past week about this one gentleman who was talking about, for veterans specifically, for people who retired, if you were able to keep your retire and disability pay, would you rejoin the military either in the reserves or the National Guard? And I wasn't surprised because I know there's a lot of people out there that would. I laughed because there's no way I'm rejoining the military, right? If you're good at something, don't give it away for free, right? I'm a pretty smart dude. I know that. Always have been, always will be. In the military, I was told I didn't give enough of an effort. It's like, no, the officers wanted me to break my back and write papers so I could present it so that they could say, see, I've mentored this person. So he, you know, promote me because I'm coaching and I'm mentoring this person. No. You're not going to succeed off of my hard work. You're not going to get promoted off of my hard work. If you want me to write papers or present, then you need to pay me. I need to be compensated for my hard work, right? And I totally understand that's how the military works. Officers are supposed to be the brains and enlisted are supposed to be the muscle, right? You move things. Okay, I'll move things. I will get tasks accomplished. Now you want me to do this other set of work. So officers can take the credit for it, and I'm not going to be compensated for it. That's just stupid. And now I'm out of the military. So when I was in high school, right, my calculus teacher, Mr. Walter, said, your goal in life should be, it's like there's very few people who can achieve this, but your goal in life should be to sit in a room and just write things down and just pass them off to people. And then somebody will read it. It's like, this is gold. Right? This is gold, Jerry. It's gold, right? And they'll take it and do something with it. I haven't reached that yet, but I'm approaching that level. Nobody says my ideas are gold. I don't know. Maybe they do. Probably not. Either way, I sit in a room and I just come up with theories and I back up my theories, right? I'm writing a paper for Special Warfare magazine, right? Talking about the need for investment in civil affairs and psychological operations during wartime. Not because I want to get back into the military, but because that's my job as a geopolitical analyst. That is my job. So that's what I'm going to do. I don't want to jump out of airplanes anymore. I don't want to be a jump master. If I shoot guns, I just want to go shoot my Glocks. I don't want to go shoot a 50 cal or a 240 or 249 or Mark 19 or 50 cal. None of those. I don't want to shoot any of those things. I just want to shoot my Glocks if I shoot anything. And that's it. Right? And so these people who are saying like, yeah, I would get back in if I could, you know, just make sure I get rid of the toxic leadership. It's like the people who are saying yes, and this is my personal opinion, is that the people who are saying yes, they're saying yes for two reasons. One, they're only remembering the good times of the military. Well, you retired for a reason. You retired because you had had enough and it was just time to move on. And that's fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with moving on. Everybody wants to talk about how great the military was. For me, it was, you know, and it had its pros and its cons, but we need to stop romanticizing it and just remember that was part of our life. We had our good times and we had our not so good times. That part, it's gone. It's past, right? Stop talking about like, well, you know, we could come back so we could mentor some of these young guys. You don't have a rank anymore. You don't. And it's okay. Move on. If you want to be a mentor, go be a mentor at like anywhere else. Go help veterans, people who are out, who are having a hard time, who are struggling. Go help them. Be a mentor to them. Coach them. All right. But if you want to waste your time on talking about like, yeah, I could get back in. It's like, no, you can't, because you're going to be there less than 24 hours and you realize this was a mistake. I got to get out. Right. Because you're gonna have to put on a uniform. You're going to have to shave, right? All those dudes with those crazy beards, you're going to have to shave that beard. It has to go. Can't keep that beard, right? You're going to have to get it high and tight. You're going to have to cut your hair. It's like, just let it go. Just let it go. Go live life. If you want to surf, go surf. I like surfing. I'm horrible at it. I got one move. Paddle, stand up, and that's it. Just go straight. Right? And the surfboard I ride, it's about a 9-footer, right? Because I'm not – no shortboard for this guy. I need a goddamn pier, right? The longer, the better. If they sold a 20-footer, I'd be on a 20-footer. Right? And if I could get 20 foot long and 10 feet wide, that'd be awesome. For the stability, because I have no balance whatsoever. And my vertigo is acting up. I'm having more and more spells lately. So again, it's your life. Do with it as you please. But there are other things to do. You know, maybe you don't like golf. Maybe you don't want to go shooting. Going out to the range. Go for a hike. Go fish. I know dudes go fish. They don't even put bait on the hook. They just throw their line out and they just sit there. Because it's peaceful to them. They're not even trying to catch fish. They just want to be out there. And if that's what you want to do, then go do it. You don't have to keep looking back at the military to find fulfillment. You know, and it's okay. It's okay to not know what you want to do. It's okay to feel lost. We all do. My anxiety kicks in and I feel like there's this sense of impending doom, right? That something's going to get me. So what I go for a run, or I'll take a nap, or I'll do whatever I need to do. I'll go take a bath, you know, whatever. I'll come in here and, you know, put my turntable on and listen to some Eric Johnson, some Cliffs of Dover. But you know, to each his own, and do whatever you want. But I want to talk about a little bit about what I'm doing, right? So I was lucky enough, my cohort and my PhD program, we got selected. We were selected to do a chapter for in this book. I forget what it is, but it's basically where our chapter is focusing on women leadership, right? And I am lucky to be in this, to be allowed to write with my fellow cohort members, because this is not my area of expertise. No matter what I do, I will never know what it's like to be a woman, and I will never know what it's like to be a woman in leadership. So I'm very appreciative that they included me in this chapter. Again, I told you I was writing this paper for Special Warfare Magazine. I'm also putting together a panel so I could present, I forget what it's called. It's the Air Force Cultural and Language Center down in Montgomery. I'm submitting my proposal for that so I can go present in November. And then I have to go do my practicum, right? I'm not sure if I want to go to the UK and do that, and or if I'm going to go to Costa Rica with the other people. Either way, it's a lot on my plate. I'm also continuing my PhD. I'm in this data analytics program, which I have about 3 weeks left, 3-4 weeks left, and then I'll be done. And I just signed up so I could take my program manager test, not the PMP, but the agile test, right? What does this mean? It just means that I'm a nerd. That's what I like to do. I like to stay busy. I like to learn. That's how I relax, by having things to do that I enjoy. I know people don't like to read. I know people don't like to want to have anything to do with school. I do. So that's what I do. I enjoy that. I bring that up because I was asked in a conversation just this week about perseverance, right? Like how can perseverance be measured? You know, grit, how do you measure grit? And my point was, grit and perseverance are the same thing as somebody says, oh, that guy, he's just stubborn. He's a stubborn ass. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same quality. It's just when somebody does something that benefits you and that you like, you call it grit and perseverance. When they do something you dislike, you say that they're a stubborn ass. I've been called both. Oh, man, that guy has a lot of grit. Oh, okay. I've also been told, as like, that guy, he's just a stubborn jackass. Yeah, they're both true. I am. Because I'm going to do what I want. Because at 50 years old, why am I going to look around and ask, you know, you'll know when I want your advice, because I'll say, hey, do you please give me your advice? And if I don't say that, then I don't want your advice. In the military, we learned a lot of times that you should voice up, speak, so people know that you're there. So it turns into this bad habit of mansplaining or military splaining, right, where you have to voice, you have to chime in so people know that you're there, and you're not really adding anything to the conversation. And, you know, I hate that. I really hate that, because I have a lot of people who want to chime in and say, talk to me about stuff. But it's not that they actually want to give me any advice. It's just that they want to say that they chimed in. And because of their tutelage and their mentorship, that's why I succeeded. No, I succeeded because of the reasons I always succeed. My family. That's it. Plain and simple. My family. No matter how many times I let them down, they're always there to support me and pick me back up and remind me. And they don't say this in these words, but this is how I interpret it, right? It's like, you are the dumbest smart person we have ever met. It's like, you get down on yourself. There's no reason to. People make mistakes. That's all right. You try again. You approach it from a different angle. You come up with a new idea, a new concept, and just accomplish your goal, right? Who cares about what other people say or what other people think? And so for me, as long as I just remember what's important to me, and it's my family, then things go pretty well. I'm a stubborn ass. I have demonstrated a tremendous amount of grit, right? Whichever you want to, however you want to phrase it, it doesn't matter. I just set a goal and I'm going to accomplish it, whether it takes me, you know, 30 seconds or it takes me 30 years, I'm going to accomplish that goal. And that's all that really matters. The last thing I wanted to talk about this week was integrity, right? In the military, and I still hear this, the very simplistic and very idiotic concept of integrity. It's people talking about doing the right thing when no one's looking. It's like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. If you just take a nap, that means that you have a high level of integrity, right? No, it's doing the right thing when everyone else around you is doing the wrong thing. When you have the ability or the gut, the intestinal fortitude to stand up and say, hey, this is wrong. So I just wanted to just put out this real short episode just to let people know that I'm still here, still doing podcasts. If you're a veteran, you're feeling lost, don't worry. You're not the only one. We all feel like that. If you're retired and you're thinking about getting back in, don't. Even if you could find a way, don't. Go live life. Do anything else. Go spelunking. I don't know. Go see if you can join the astronaut program. Do whatever you want to do. Just don't join the military again. That time of your life is over. All right. So I just want to say that my daughter is graduating from college. She'll be out of here. She'll graduate in 2 weeks and then off to grad school. I don't know where she's going to go to grad school, but she'll be done with her undergrad. And my grandbaby, Jing Jing, he's about 18 months and he can count to, I think, 10 now. Though in between 5 and 6, he's added the number bird. I don't know why, but he likes to say 4, poor, pie, and then bird. So we're working on it, right? He's 18 months. I'm sure Sir Isaac Newton wasn't Sir Isaac Newton at 18 months. So we'll see how Jing Jing ends up. But if his grandpa has anything to say, he's going to come close, or if not surpass, Sir Isaac Newton. So until next time, just remember, you have something that makes you special. Identify what it is, maximize it to its fullest potential, and I know you will be successful. Until next time, zot, 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 and roll tide.